The Chicks Ready to Run on Iowa's Country Station, 92.5 KJJY. Chad Taylor, hope you're off to a great Thursday. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. 8:04, 31 degrees on our way to a high of 57. I have some big news to share. I've been sitting on this for a while. I was waiting for the right time. I was actually waiting for permission from my daughter. She was wanting to make the announcement herself before I shared this on the air or social media. So my oldest daughter, Mackenzie, as you know, is a Milwaukee cop. Recently graduated from the academy, has blessed me with two granddaughters who I love dearly. She is now a married woman. When I was in town a few months back, my now son-in-law, Mike, had asked me to go to lunch. And at that lunch, he asked for her hand in marriage. Said, now she's your problem. You get to spend all the money now. It's all on you. No, I was very, very happy that he invited me to lunch. I was happy he did it the old-fashioned way. He's a very kind and thoughtful man. But when he asked me, I wasn't thinking that they would be married anytime soon. I thought this was a future thing. So we go to lunch. We have that great discussion. And then maybe, I think it was like a week and a half later, they both called me to tell me that they were heading to the courthouse in Waukegan, Illinois. And I said, what? Wait, time out here. We have a wedding to plan. I've always dreamt about walking you down the aisle. I went through all that, right? And they said, you know, that's not what we want. We don't want a big, elaborate wedding. They're both older. They both have kids. They both have careers. It's just not what they wanted. It's what I wanted. It's what her mom wanted. But, you know, what's most important is what they want. So I had to go with it. I actually handled it way better than I thought I would. I almost drove, by the way. I almost drove to that courthouse and surprised them. They didn't want anybody there either. They just wanted to be there by themselves, do it themselves, and then have a reception later on, which is the plan. We're going to have a big reception. I told them there's no way they're denying me the chance to toast them. I have this embarrassing toast I've written in my head like 1,000 times. So I said, at least I get to still do that. You cannot take that away from me. And they promised that I could still do that. But I think the hardest part about this wasn't the actual wedding, wasn't about not being at the courthouse, all that stuff. The hardest part for me, the emotional moment for me as a dad, is when my daughter sent me a photo the other day that her police uniforms were changed. So no longer did she have my last name on her uniform. She had the last name of Smith, her married name now. And that was the hardest part. I actually cried when I saw it. And I sent her a text back. I said, that's not your last name. And then she wrote me back. She said, Dad, that's my last name. So she is now Mackenzie Smith. And I'm sure for any dad that is listening right now, that is the toughest part. When you truly hand off your daughter to somebody else. And I know she's 28 years old. She's been an adult and a woman for quite some time. But man, I'll tell you what, when that really becomes a reality, I'm getting emotional talking about it right now. I'm glad the cameras aren't on me, but she is extremely happy. I mean, the happiest that I have ever seen her. So I'm elated. I shared a photo of the two of them on the KJJY Facebook page, and feel free to comment. I will share the post with them as well so they can see your comments. And if you are a mom or dad and can relate to this and, you know, the good, the bad of all this. And what I mean by bad, it's just a selfish thing because she's still my baby. I don't care how old she gets. She will always be.